IGWA. This is Allie and my fantastic wonderfulness. And I finally have decided that I will tackle this questionnaire shenaniganry that's been floating around the subreddit. And to make things more interesting, I have my co-host, co-pilot, co-whatever shenaniganry with me. Say hi!
Hello, I prefer co-conspirator.
Yeah, that actually works better. You can be my co-conspirator. That works for me. Since I tortured him during his AMA sturbation shenaniganry, I figured he can torture me with questions. It's only fair. Only fair. Kind of.
Nothing is ever really fair, but we still do it anyway.
This true story. So, note, I haven't even seen these questions, really. So, he's just gonna have a field day with us.
It's going to be fun, so.
If that's the word you want to use for it, we'll use that.
It's going to be fun for me.
And for everybody else listening, I'm sure they'll get a hooped out of this, so.
Oh, okay, and you know you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, just lay it on me.
Alright, so we are ready, starting with question number one. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why?
I would probably say, like, maybe a 7 or an 8. And I only say that because I'm a very audio person. Like, I sing, I play instruments, pretty much. Music and sound have just been so much been like a big part of my life, and like even when I watch like videos and stuff, like I'll listen to like the people in it. If it sounds wrong, like it irks me. Like I don't even watch the video half the time. I'll just listen, and if it just doesn't sound right, I'm just like, ugh, can't watch it. Can't do this. It's sad, but it's up there. It's just like I have a really good ear too, so it's just that. It's pretty up there.
It's one of those things that when you're watching a video and just the authenticity is not there, it's just terrible.
Yeah, it's just like, no, please, you can stop anytime now. That's pretty much what I say to that.
Yeah. Okay, so just on your scale, what would a 10 be? I'm assuming the scale goes to 10. I guess you didn't specify. But...
I mean, it can, but...
Whatever's on the top of the scale.
Yeah, it's really hard to really say what is like a perfect 10 because like it really depends on the situation. I mean, some things work in some situations and some things work in another. Mm-hmm. But definitely actually being into the scene and being very, for like a better term, I guess, real and actually being like you're enjoying this. It's not like you're being forced to do this or like the chemistry is awkward or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So...
Okay. And also on a non-sexual level, you said you played instruments. What do you play? Because, yeah, these are the things I want to know.
I started off playing viola.
Oh my God.
When I was in third grade. And my primary instrument since then has been clarinet, and I've played that. I played it fourth grade through freshman year of college. And then I played it again senior year of college, and I play kind of for fun these days. I actually thought about doing, like, seeing if there's, like, a random subreddit for people who play instruments and, you know, playing a piece or two just 'cause. But I feel like recording that would be, I'd have to have, like, a stand mic, which I don't have yet, so it'll be something to do later.
Yeah, it probably does require a little bit more specialized equipment than, recording for GWA or something like that.
Mm-hmm, definitely just a little bit, because I think I tried once playing with my headset and it just sounded really wonky, so I was just like, yeah, I'll just wait.
You can't just put the microphone down by like the bell of the clarinet or something, whatever.
I guess you could, but I have to be careful because it sounded really weird and screechy at points because it was so close to it. So.
Understandable. Okay, your second question. And did I tell you there's 30 just so you know how.
There's a 30?
There's 30.
Christ, these people are going to want to stick around for all 30? Good God.
Oh, yes, they are. They'll be fine.
We're going to do part 1 and 2, but just keep going.
Okay, so we'll do the first 15, and then we'll stop after that and start a new recording.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
And this sort of in the middle of recording planning, I'm sure, is just the kind of exciting information they've been listening for. So, number two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file, and were you coaxed into posting your voice?
I'd probably say like 2-3 weeks. I was a lurker. I wasn't even lurking that long, because I don't even think it was that long. Yeah, no, it was about 2 weeks, because I found Reddit, and then, like, a couple days after I found Reddit, I found the subreddit, and I was definitely, I had to be convinced to post, definitely. It was actually by somebody who no longer posts anymore, but, no, he was like, no, you have to, and I was just like, no, I sound horrible. I'm like, I can't do this. And he's like, no, you're going to freaking make a post and you're going to put it up and then you're going to see that I'm right.
And he was.
Yeah, he was.
Man, I wonder what that's like, encouraging somebody to post something and then finding out that you're right and they should have posted it all along.
Oh, shut up.
Also, follow-up question is, how long have you been posting on GWA?
My verification was posted November 2012.
Okay. All right.
But I did take a break because I had one really psycho semester of school. So I took like a couple months off, and then I came back. But, you know, I've been around, and I mean, I kind of like to say I've tried to do a lot of new material for me, you know, try not to revisit things. But people like my sleepy voice, so I've redone like my alarm clock and like morning post, but people like my sleepy voice. So
you do have a good sleepy voice.
I know. And half my posts, like, literally, I'll just wake up and then do the recording, so I don't have to fake sleepy voice. Like, literally, it is, I just woke up this morning, and this is authentic sleepy voice. I'm giving away all my secrets.
Gas. Right? Behind the scenes.
Scandalous.
I don't know if that's actually scandalous. Wouldn't it be more scandalous, like, because the one sleepy voice post I did fake sleepy voice, so I think that's more scandalous.
Yeah, okay, you're right. That is more scandalous. Just a little. How could you?
I don't think authenticity is scandalous. I think it's bragging.
Okay, fine.
I'm kidding. All right, as we hit the 9-minute mark and get to question 3, maybe doing this in 2 parts is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA?
No, I have not, and yet is the word I want to throw on there. I mean, I've done some crazy things, but I wouldn't say, like, my deepest, darkest. I think it's mostly I just don't know how to approach it yet. But, it'll be soon. Soon. Because I feel like I get my really, like, deep, dark ones out in my Dr. Alley posts. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of requests for those, actually, recently. So that will be getting revisited here soon once I can figure out my scenario.
Okay,
so,
good. Yeah, well, that was the second half of the question. At some point. Yes. Yeah. At some point. I'm sure that we all look forward to it. So, number 4. Which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most?
Okay, I guess I'll start with mine. It's actually really funny because people always ask me, you know, if they're new to my stuff, oh, what's the one that you recommend that's your favorite? And usually, I actually have to see because make sure it's one I've actually posted so you guys will actually know what the hell I'm talking about. but I would say it's a mix between my patient one, because that one was really fun. My New Year's one, which was really fun. And part of me kind of really likes my crazy nurse. I'm not going to lie. That was kind of fun.
I don't even think you should lie about that one. Your Crazy Nurse one is fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I always give, like, a good mix of what I'm capable of, because I don't, you know, it's kind of similar to, like, actors not wanting to be typecast. Like, I don't want to be that person who, you know, you see my name up there and you see the same things from me. Like, I try not to be the same. But, see, like, I don't have, like, one particular audio by someone else that is just, like, my all-time favorite. I'm just thinking of a genre.
Okay.
I suppose, but as much as I love the Crazy Shenanigans, I really love a good Vanilla Post. I'm not gonna lie. Like, a good Dim Feels, like, slow romance type thing. I'm like, yes!
Okay.
Gets my nether regions all excited.
Gets you all aflutter.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Thank you. So this is why we do these things. You know what words I'm looking for.
Exactly. I'm good at that. Number 5. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples: a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in a uniform, a woman in cutoffs, etc.
Uniforms. Oh, God. A man in uniform is just, it doesn't even matter. It could be, like, military, it could be certain police uniforms, firefighters. Oh, God, don't get me started on that. definitely. Also, when a guy in a really, like, I mean, really nice put-together suit, or even, like, when they have, like, a tie, a nice dress shirt, and some nice slacks even looks good. Like, that works for me. And then for girls, I don't know. I really don't look at girls that much. I guess I'll steal the one that's in the question. Sundresses. Those are always pretty. But then again, like, women's fashion, I don't understand. Like, none of what's out now to me looks cute on half the people wearing them.
Oh.
Don't get me started. Like, I went shopping with my mom today, and I went in Charlotte Russe, and I was like, what is this crap? Like, who wears this? Have, like, little like bra tops. I'm like, what? Where's the rest of the outfit?
Oh, yeah. It's fashion itself is just kind of strange sometimes. And I mean women's fashion, because men's fashion is just generally boring. It's like, what color of dress shirt is going to be popular this year? But I'm sure there's other things to it. But I'm just rambling at this point, and it's okay because it's your question session. So go on to number 6. Staying on the clothing theme, what do you wear to bed?
Preferably nothing. Usually, like shorts and like a sports bra. Because back in my dorm, my roommates keep it at like 60 something, which to me is like ungodly. It's cold. I'm like, ugh. But otherwise, if I had my choice, nothing would be the operative word.
Okay. That's a good choice to go with. You know, it's versatile. Number 7.
Like, I'm so boring.
Oh, yeah. Thinking of an attractive woman naked in bed. Oh, that's so boring. Oh, know, why can't there be so something boring. More interesting?
I know. Let me have, like, a flower in my hair or something. I don't know.
That just seems like you would need to be really careful when you're, like, rolling over in bed. Or does the flower move from which side, like, each side, to make sure it's still there appropriately?
I don't know. Magical pixie will just fly in my room and switch it when I roll over. I don't know. We'll just go with that.
Okay, magical pixies. See, flowers delivered by magical pixies. Much more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I tried.
Okay. All right, number 7. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex?
That's a good question.
It is.
Well, because, like, with me, I'm not the most experienced, so I really haven't in that many other places.
Well, then what's some place you would like to, or you'd like to try?
Well, the places that I have tried, I would say on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can get creative, and I'm bendy, so things get interesting.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, I was a gymnast, and I do yoga. Or I used to do yoga. And I'm still pretty flexible. Like, I was doing, like, there's literally a picture of me somewhere on my computer or on the internet somewhere of me, like, doing a backbend. And pretty much, yeah, I try to stay pretty bendy. It makes things interesting, especially when I can, like, almost fold myself over.
That is impressive, yeah.
Places I would want to, like, actually in a bathtub. Not like the shower. I've done like in the shower, but not like a bathtub. Like on a patio. Does that count? In a recliner? Because I'm going out places.
I think a patio counts or a recliner. Yeah, I mean that either one of those could be good.
Okay, well those are some that I would like to. I just haven't gotten around to achieving yet.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Number 8. Has food such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex?
If no.
No? Not at all?
No. Mm-mm.
It sounds like there's a story behind that no.
No. The statement I was going to say was just going to be horrible.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going along the lines of, if I'm going to be sicky, it's going to be because of one thing, not food. And this is how you get ants.
Do you want ants?
This is how you get ants. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
That's a perfectly valid answer, so yeah. Number 9. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to somebody you really didn't know?
No. I've actually been pretty smart about that. And I'm usually always the DD, so I don't drink. So usually I know where I'm at in all times. So I feel like once would be just to say I've had the experience, let it be good or bad, but now I always know. Sometimes I just don't want to be there anyway, and I'm consciously aware, but that's beside the point.
Sometimes it might be a situation where you kind of wish you really didn't know, or...
Mm-hmm. So I could be like, I can just slide out of here.
And scene.
Exactly.
Yeah. Number 10. See, we are at least getting through these questions a lot more quickly.
Yeah, I think it's just that first question.
Number 10. Have you ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do?
I have done threesomes. Both of them were very awkward. Mm-hmm. At some point, I'd like to revisit it, but it's one of those... just the chemistry was wrong. Yeah, I'll go with that. Not really wrong, but just off. Like, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't really there.
Yeah, no, it's something that I think with the more people you have involved, the more careful you need to be with making sure that everybody's really into it and everything's kind of on the same wavelength.
Yeah, because literally I had it once where literally it was, instead of it being like a group that's supposed to feel awesome, it was she felt like she was competing against me and kept trying to outdo me. And then it was just like both of us on the one person, and it turned me off. I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like you're trying to score points with this. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I was just like, nope, we're done. We're done.
I think that's the right choice, probably, so.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots?
I feel like it depends on the situation because, like, I like to say that I'm a switch at heart, so I could go either way. And eventually at some point I would like to be, I haven't really, English. Apparently not my first language. I haven't done it to me, but I haven't done it to someone else. So that's on my list of things to attempt to do. So.
What did you think about being tied up?
It was a different experience, I'll tell you that, because it's one of those, I really, really trusted the person who did it, so it made it a little easier for me to. Otherwise, I would have been like, no, this is not happening. So, like, if I hadn't trusted the person, it would have been very, very much a different story.
But... Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. So, number 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come?
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, what phrases do I say?
That's a good question. You can answer that one next.
I'm trying to think. Because pretty much I feel like having the person be like telling me like to come and call it like my trigger word is kid, and for the love of God. Ugh, I can't. Like, I'll be done. I'll just be like, okay, there you go. Merry Christmas. But it's more like sometimes it's not always words, sometimes it's actions that will also do it, like nails digging in, you know, spanks, you know, stuff like that. We'll just like when I'm getting there, we'll just push me over. Be like, yep, yeah, I'm done. I'm just gonna be a puddle.
Okay. And then the question that you brought up, what phrases or words do you tend to say when you're about to come?
There's only one, and it turns into just me saying fuck repeatedly and in different ways and like fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
It's such a versatile word. Like, there's so many ways you can work it in.
Exactly. So, like, I might as well make a sentence, try to use it for, like, every word in a sentence.
That seems like a lot of grammar effort to be putting into what you're saying when you're about to come, but...
Yeah, just a little bit, but it makes... I don't even know. Somebody will find it funny.
That's true. Somebody will enjoy it. So...
Yep, and that's what matters.
Number 13. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day?
Ah, Christ. I don't know if I want to answer this question now.
Yeah, I think you do. I'm pretty sure that you do.
Yes, for multiples, though it only started happening within, like, the last year or so, not, like, 2014 year, like, the last 12 consecutive months, ish. Yeah, it's been pretty a recent thing for me. Because, like, before, I'd be, like, a one, and I'd be good, you know, wouldn't need to do anymore, and then recently it's like, oh, I can keep going? What, that's a thing? What?
This thing can do it again? Wait a minute.
Exactly, it's just like, what, I'm just like, I can, what? Yeah, so, funny enough, my record, oh, this is so horrible.
No, see, you're building it up so badly. So, I mean, I want to be impressed with this number.
Well, there have been times where I stopped counting after like 12 or 14. Mm-hmm. So there have been days where like I've gone past that, so I legitimately can't give you an answer. So I would say like we'll just go 16 plus,
because that's literally not bad at all.
In a day? Come on now, well, that's like one an hour if you really like that I'm awake. Well, I have a feeling I feel like there's gonna be a comment somewhere where like, you should totally break that number. And I'm
should.
I better hydrate.
Hydration is important. I mean, like my record in a day is 10, and I'm a guy, so I feel like 16 isn't too bad for a woman.
Well, okay, considering that I was like once a week, like before like a year ago. I'm getting up there. Okay.
You're working towards higher. I think that's good. We'll go with that.
I know, right? My game score is going to increase. I'm only level 5 right now. I need to get a couple more to hit level 6.
So what you're saying is you need to do some grinding?
Yep. Definitely.
Good. Number 14. Which fantasy do you wish could come true?
That I have?
That, I mean, unless you want to pick one of my fantasies, that'd be nice. But go ahead with one of yours if that's what you, if you want.
See, I don't even know half of yours. I feel like that's a conversation that's not for this recording right now. But I will find out.
I was generally kidding. Yes, it's supposed to be one of yours.
I know. I'm being silly.
What? What? You're being... No. You being silly?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow. I'm just shocked by this revelation. Go on.
Oh my gosh. So, I feel like I'd want... I'm gonna be the nerdiest girl ever. I'm gonna say it's always gonna be, like, a superhero-themed... Where, like, me and the other person are, like, dressed up and almost, like... I wouldn't say quite cosplaying, but, like, we're dressed up as them. And, yeah. I'm such a nerd.
That is fantastic.
I'm such a nerd.
I wholeheartedly approve of that.
I wouldn't even know who. Like, my list would be, like, Batman's on my list. Like, the Chris Evans version of Captain America is on there. The Flash is on there. I mean, just, like, I can just like, start marking off my list. Be like, all right, which one's next?
Yeah, no, just make a list and go through it. Just, you know, you've got time. You can work through the list. You just have to come up with costumes.
But I have to find somebody who will, like... Totally be down for that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But there is a wide world of guys, I'm sure, who would be like, you want me to dress up like Batman and have sex with you? Hell yes.
I know, right? And then I would tell them, no Christian Bale. As soon as Christian Bale voice comes out, I would throw you out of the bed. Be like,
so,
nope, I'm done.
So,
done.
So, no, like, Allie, we're going to have sex now.
No.
I can't
like,
even.
Good, the Batmobile. I'm Batman.
Do you like that? Are you gonna come now? No.
No, I swear,
now I feel
I swear
bad
to
for
God,
that at all.
I would jump off so fast. Be like, nope, we're done. You've lost your privileges for the day.
Oh. Oh, that would be terrible, I think, really.
Oh, story of my life.
All right. Number 15. Have you and a lover made sex videos? And if so, have you shared them with anyone else?
No. Though I totally want to do at least one, but I would be in possession of said video. For the love of God. But no, hasn't happened. And no, I haven't shared it because refer back to statement one that it has not happened.
If it doesn't exist, I don't know. You could have taken like a blank CD, written my sex video and mailed it to people.
That's true. And then have it be like them getting Rickrolled. That would be me.
You know what? I think we now have an idea to what to do for next day, like next April Fool's Day. Just.
Oh my God. Yes. That'd be.
Go to a college, leave them around campus.
Yes! Oh, that'd be glorious. So glorious.
Alright.
They're not ready.
No. So that was 15. Do you want to stop or do you want to keep going?
No, we'll just keep going. Screw it. They'll suffer.
They will suffer. And they'll like it. And then they'll say thank you for their suffering.
I know, right? Because I'll give them all cookies. They like when I give them cookies.
Wait, there's cookies? Nobody told me about cookies.
You get the cookies anyway. God.
Number 16. I don't know. I just want extra cookies. I'm
Fine. You get extra cookies.
Yes. Number 16. Have you ever gotten so wet in public that you had to go find a private place?
Absolutely. And it's happened more times than I care to admit. Like, there have been many times where I had to in my car.
Tell us about some of those times.
There was one time, like, I was at work, and I don't even, like, this is when I worked at the spa, and I had no idea what did it, but literally, like, I was like, can I go take a break? And they're like, sure. I ran straight to my car. And I was just like, well, this is really quick. Okay, I'm good. And I went back into work like nothing happened. So there have been a couple times that was just me and my car are very, very acquainted with each other. And then there's been times where back when my dorm situation did not allow for such times that I would go out to my car. People have walked by while I was in my car. I was just like, whatever, let's do a show.
As long as they don't bother you, you're not going to bother them.
Exactly. It wasn't like I was screaming or anything that time, but that's not the point.
Wait, that time? Are you implying that there are times?
Maybe.
Maybe? Well, if only there was a situation where I was asking you questions and I could get more detail about that. Oh, hey! I was going to ask you a question. Tell us a little bit more about this time. In your car that you were screaming, or just in general?
Oh, God. Just in general, there's been times where it's just like, you can't help it, and it's that good, mm-hmm. that like my vocal cords just are like, no, this is not a you need to be quiet type dealy. So
there's no subtlety here.
Nope, none.
Understandable. All right. Well, thank you for cooperating with that digression of questions.
Of course.
Number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked in the right way? Describe.
I would say my neck, mm-hmm. and my ear, and also the inside of my leg.
Okay.
Maybe just my leg in general. And those are like my big three, I would say, definitely.
So what gets those going? Is it touching or licking or kissing or what?
With like my leg, I would say definitely like nails, like dragging your nails across, and like little nibbles. Mm-hmm. That's definitely for my leg. For my neck, I would say definitely like kisses and nibbling.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And bites.
Okay.
So, we'll go with that for that one.
Okay. Number 18. How much does the size of his cock, her tits, or her pussy matter to you, and why?
To me, I don't think it really matters that much. I think to me, the chemistry is kind of more important, because I feel like you can work with, you know, there's other things you can just, that are fine. Like, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this and not sound extremely shallow. Like,
wait, no. I think you've got it backwards here, because if I'm getting what you're saying right, is it's the personalities that matter more than the body, and you can compensate for things. And I'm pretty sure that's the opposite of shallow.
Oh, I know, but I'm not trying to, well, and more so, I mean, it's just like, okay, like for me, for example, like if I had smaller boobs, like I would be like, okay, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. as long as they, you know, there's other stuff that you can do. I mean, you can still play with them. It's not like you can't do anything because they're not, you know, big or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would definitely say that, I mean, it's more so, to me, the chemistry, because, I mean, you don't have to it doesn't have to be big enough to, like, slack me in the face or anything crazy. I don't want, like, a baby's arm or, like, an elephant trunk down there. That's not important. But I gave you the best visual ever, right?
I was gonna say, but maybe a little weird if it's prehensile.
Yeah, no, I knowing me, I would just poke at it. If it was, and, like, watch it respond, I'd be like, that's kind of neat. I don't know, I'm weird. But I would just poke at it for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, we'll just let that one go there, I think. Number 19. What is your idea of good foreplay?
In terms of, like, what's going on, or just in general?
Either. Both.
See, like, to me, I would think, because the purpose of it to me is to get, you know, like, basically to rev up both people. So, I mean, if that is achieved, I mean, to me, that's good. I mean, specifically for me, I mean, like, hands, you know, everywhere, like, kissing, nibbling, stuff like that, all that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say as long as, you know, you and the other person are in the moment and it's, you know, you're getting, you know, worked up, that works for me. I mean, that's pretty much, like, that is, to me, that is the purpose, unless there's something that I don't know about that I'm totally missing. That's, like, part of the criteria for, you know, good foreplay, so.
I think you get that at level 6. They'll explain that after, yeah, once you get there.
So, like, a tutorial? Like, that's a mission?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like there's...
The quest for good foreplay.
I was just going to say it's an escort mission, but that just would mean something entirely different. So,
just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Sorry about that. We'll go to number 20.
Good job.
That's what I was going to say. Never mind. You answered my question. Number 20.
Oh, my God.
I was going to ask what it is that gets you revved up, but you did. You answered that, and then I just kind of forgot about it in the... Poor choice of phrasing in my brain.
I'm so forgetful. I see how it is. So forgettable. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who are you again? What are we doing? I'm kidding. I know who you are, kitten. It's okay.
All the faces I'm giving you right now.
I know.
All the faces.
I know.
Number 20.
And I deserve them. Number 20, which I've said like 6 times now.
I know.
Have you role played, and what is your favorite role play?
Not yet. It is on the list. Trust me, it's on the list. It's finding somebody who will do it with me. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sort of role play do you think you'd be interested in?
I don't know. I kind of want to try like most of like the ones that everybody does, like student, teacher, doctor, nurse, or nurse patient, like all the huge.
I feel like once you find that guy, you should give him a little warning about the nurse patient one.
No, why would I warn them? That's not fun. When they see the knife, they'll either freak out and run screaming, or they'll be like, "Okay, cool, let's keep going."
It's kind of it's a very trial by fire effort there.
Yep, true story.
All right.
They'll learn.
Okay, were there any others that you wanted to elaborate on before I decided to interrupt? Sorry.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it'd be one of those, because knowing me, I would consult the internet and see what else is out there. I feel like doing some, like my D&D suggestion, I feel like it'd be really fun to actually do, like, in the bedroom. It would be really fun. Minus the weapons. You can, like... I feel like that could be really dangerous with as clumsy as I am. Watch, knock myself out. Be like, oh, none today.
That would just be an awkward story. So, how did you get injured? Well, I was role playing with my boyfriend. Like, in bed? Well, D&D, but yeah, in bed too, so.
Yeah, that'd be a very interesting story to tell everyone.
Mm. All right, and now we're on actually to the second set of questions. So,
oh snap!
Number 21. I'd say we're in the home stretch, but that doesn't actually seem accurate. So,
no. Mm-mm.
Number 21. Some GWA members listen to their audio posts. Listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving, or where else do you listen other than home?
I listen to them in class. I've listened to them on the way to work and on my lunch breaks. In an airport once. That made things really interesting, I'll tell you that. But yeah, pretty much everywhere I can. There's no particular place that's really like I wouldn't listen to it there. Like I have in the library too once. I mean, it's a bit kind of wherever.
Okay, I just kind of want to go back really quick to that first answer. You listen to them in class?
Yep.
Shouldn't you be paying attention, sweetheart?
Okay, you know what? When my teacher likes to go on random rants about how he worked for Nat Geo and saw, you know, Paul McCartney get arrested, you know, with weed, I think I can go, like, chime in and go listen to a recording. That's not important to what I need to be learning.
Okay. All right.
Don't give me that.
Just because I'm giving you a look right now doesn't mean that it's not justified.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Number 22. And you kind of answered this one in a way before already. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it.
Oh, Christ. There's a story about that. Oh, God. So is this guy, and he's not a bad, I mean, he's a pretty cool guy, but, and you know, it was just one of those, the chemistry was, like, lukewarm. It wasn't, like, fresh out of the oven or fresh out of the microwave. It was just, like, room temperature.
It had just been, like, sitting on the counter covered loosely in tinfoil.
Yeah, and, you know, we started going, you know, we were kissing and doing stuff like that, and just nothing was, I think he was doing was, like, getting worked up, like, even touching me, even, like, going down on me, like, nothing. And eventually, like, I had to think about something else to try to get myself to an okay state.
Oh.
And then, like, just... Literally, it was like, insert rod A into square B. Like, literally, it just was not, we weren't fitting very well either, which made it really bad. So wow. It got to the point where, like, I think he worked it in, and at that point, I was just so not into it anymore. And it stopped shortly thereafter.
Aww.
And I felt so horrible. But I was just like, I couldn't get in. Like, I tried! And, like, I feel like I'd rather it just end than me have to think about, like, someone else or think about, like, some video that I watched to try to get it going. So.
Oh.
It was horrible. And then he tried to sleep with me again! And I told him no!
Oh,
it was horrible.
Wow, poor guy.
What? Not poor me.
Fine. Poor, no, like. I mean, poor you. Obviously, I mean, obviously, that's terrible for you. But I mean, I almost feel a little bit of sympathy for him for the complete lack of like understanding that it was seemed to be so terrible that obviously. He wouldn't be interested in sleeping with him again because he asked again. He's like, you know what? Maybe I'll give it another go and she'll be okay and it'll work out this time. I mean, that's almost a level of self-confidence that's just a little disappointing.
I know. He's like, oh yeah, let's do it again. Be like,
Like, don't you mean do it a first time?
It was horrible. Yeah. Oh man.
That's poor guy.
I tried.
And poor
I tried
you.
So hard. I tried so hard.
Sometimes it's just better that if you just like, nope, okay, we gave it a go. We're done here. Moving along.
It's like we tried. We gave it our best.
Yeah. Yeah. number 23. If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watched them? And how long would you watch? I like that there's no modifier to this question of would you watch. It's how long would you watch and would you masturbate while you
see, look, I'm a bit of a voyeur, so probably... It would depend on how worked up it got me, because like if it was just like okay it's cool, it's I just like to watch. Mm-hmm. Then but if it's like oh my holy hot damn, then yeah no, and I will until shenanigans are completed. Don't you love my word? Holy hot damn.
Holy hot damn. That's a good one. I like that, yeah.
It's what I do. Giggity giggity.
You definitely have a way with words, yes.
Apparently I do, from time to time. Except for I'm in the middle of something, and then words just do not happen.
They're just a thing with the no. Yeah.
It's like, what words?
Number 24. Have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have a relative that you would fuck if they were not related?
No. The second I thought about it, I was just, the first answer was like, no. Then I thought about it, I was just like, no, still a no.
Still not at all?
Not at all. Because it all comes down to, like, I feel like I did a post about this, how, like, I'm not that attracted to people of my own skin color, like, at all. Like, I've tried. And I was just like, oh, like, he looks kind of cute, but no, there's no, like... it's like the Sahara Desert down there. It's just, you know, there's no moisture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nothing going on down there. And I was just like, yeah, this is, you know, nothing to really get me going there. So, yeah, I would say no, completely no.
Okay. Number 25. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording?
What do you mean, talk to?
Sorry, I paused there before I continued.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, for example, when Dirty Girl's Secret or Bond Girl Audio GW asks if they may suck your cock, or Llewellyn asks if you need extra tutoring, do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself?
I don't know. I don't think I do. It's one of those, like, I'll just listen and that's what I focus on. So if I do, I'm not conscious of the fact that that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't, again, I'll say I don't think I have, but I also wouldn't put it past myself, but I would just probably say no.
I know that there are, like, most of the time I don't, like, I just listen, but I know that there are a couple times when, like, I've just gotten so worked up that I, like, just... Normally it's more like the nodding, but there are a couple, one or two times when I have actually said something out loud, and I've just been like, oh crap, I did not realize how into this I was until that very moment.
Yeah, and I feel that's how you really know that it's really doing it for you, when, like, you actually, like, you're so into it that you're actually, you know, creating the scene and you're actually responding to it as you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
So. That's how you know you're doing good.
This is how you know somebody else is doing really well.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know you're getting two thumbs up.
Number 26. When you're checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third?
That's a really good question, because usually, number one I know is eyes. I look straight at the eyes. Like, that's number one thing for me. Damn, I'm trying to think. I feel like at some point I look at their butt, see if they have a butt. and... See, what I guess if, like, I'm meeting them for the first time, it'd be, like, I would look at how they're dressed. Not necessarily, like, their, well, I guess their body in a sense, and more so how they're dressed. Because, you know, how, like, first impressions, I mean, if, you know, let's say I'm meeting you for the first time, we're not going to show up in, like, dirty, dungy, grungy clothes and look like a hot mess, I would like to think.
No. You at least would, like, you want to see the effort that somebody's put into it.
Exactly. Like, make it look like you brushed your hair that day, you know. Some effort was put in. I mean, I think that's not asking too much, but you never know.
Sometimes it seems like it is with people, but no, I think that's understandable. So, number 27. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance?
No, I wish. That'd be nice. Though I have given someone one, though.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yes, and I was sober for it, which makes it funnier.
Well, yeah, the next part of the question is, if you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have?
I'd say at some point, just to say that I've had the experience. I don't know, I think it could be fun. I don't see why not. Kind of just be like, yeah, go for it.
And tell us a little bit about you giving someone else a lap dance.
Okay, well, the first one was like, it's kind of like a joking one, because it was for one of the organizations that I do as part of schools that are formal. You know, everybody had been drinking, just, you know, having a good old crazy time. And we had like the king and queen, quote unquote. You know, it was kind of doing like a throwback to like high school prom.
Mm-hmm.
And me and another person thought it'd be really fun to get the king and queen and lap dance. So that's what we decided we were going to do. So there's a picture of me somewhere on my Facebook, like looking like I like booty dancing on their lap. So yeah, that happened. That was a thing.
Okay.
I know, I'm so crazy and so nutty. Everybody's learning everything about me today.
I was just going to
say... No stone unturned.
I was going to say, it may have been a joke for you, but I'm not entirely sure that getting a lap dance from a woman is ever a joke to a guy, so...
Yeah, I did it to a guy and a girl. The picture's only of the girl, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Number 28. This is a three-part question about age and sex.
Oh, lordy. All right, lay it on me.
How many years older than you is too old to have for you to have sex with them?
I guess for me, I would cap it at, maybe like twice my age, maybe? I would cap it, maybe? I don't know, I feel like if you're the same age as my parents, that's a problem.
That could be a little awkward, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I would say for that. Like, that's when you're too old if you're the same age as my parents.
Okay. Within
the same decade as them, I'll say that.
The second part of that question is, how many years younger than you is too young?
I guess for me it'd be 18, because I'm not doing anything that's not legal.
In the United States, the age of consent is generally 18, like you said. But in many countries, the age of consent is 16. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 years old to make good decisions about sex, especially sex with someone 21 or older? Why or why not?
I'd probably say yes, only because I was actually really antisocial at that age. That was like the last thing on my mind. And I had friends who were older, and it was just not on my list of things that needed to be accomplished at that point. Like, it wasn't even, like, a blip on the radar. You talk about it in health class, but besides that, I had no urge or desire to have it occur. Mm-hmm. So it was easy for me to be like, no, thank you. You know?
Not at all. Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, but I was into my grades in band, and I just had no time anyway. So I would have been like, nope, not happening.
All right, number 29. So we've got two left now.
Yay!
Number 29. Is there a sex position or a kind of sex, for example, anal sex, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy but ended up doing it anyway?
Yes, funny enough.
What was it, and did you enjoy it?
Yes, actually.
We need details here, kitten.
No, I don't want to give details. Yes.
Yeah, just a little bit of details. Just what kind it was.
Actually, I never thought I would like anal, for example. Uh-huh. And...
I'm not entirely sure that was what you were trying to, what you were refusing to answer.
Yes, that was, actually.
Oh, was it? Okay.
A little bit. And, like, it wasn't even full on, but what I did get to try was actually pretty enjoyable, and I didn't think that that would be up my alley. Ha ha ha! Had to get it in there once. Phrasing. But
nice.
Had to get it in there once.
Well played.
Double combo. But yeah, no, it wasn't something that I thought would be something that I would be into, like, at all. And like, it hasn't been too bad. So, at least the experience that I've had. So, I can't complain too much.
Okay, good. All right, and last question, number 30. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone, or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with a significant other of a close friend?
I'm trying to think. Actually, I don't think I have. Because I've gotten lucky in that my friends and I are all attracted to different types of people.
Uh-huh.
So there is no overlap. And it only happened once where me and my best friend liked the same guy. But I wasn't that into him. I thought he was cute.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I told her you could have that. I was like, whatever. I don't care. So, yeah, I would say no, only because, like I said, different strokes for different folks, mm-hmm. pretty much, is why that's a thing.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. That really does. And, that is all your questions. You have survived your way through the Tuwok, or however you're supposed to pronounce it.
Tuwok?
Something.
It almost sounds like twerk, but Tuwok. Is that like a new dance move now?
Yes.
I feel like someone should make this into like a dance move and post it for G-Dub, and I feel like it would be so hysterical. I feel like it would be me. I'd be the one to do it, and it would just break the subreddit for a day.
Well, I think you have your next goal then. What you're gonna
Oh my god.
At.
I will do it too. Be like, like, post it, everybody just be like, what just happened? Be like, I don't know what to tell you.
It just kind of occurred. So.
It just happened. I couldn't control it.
And then you posted a video of it.
I know, right? I feel like people would be like, my god, man.
They'd be like, wow, she really is a nerd. She wasn't kidding about that.
That's what I always tell people. I'm like, no, I never kid about that stuff. If you throw down the gauntlet, it's just gonna happen.
That's a good system, yeah. Just, you know, keep challenging you to prove and show how huge of a nerd you are.
Oh god. All the nerdiness is gonna come out of me at some point.
And to think that I was slightly, like, worried, I'm like, I don't know exactly if she's a big enough nerd when I, like, was going to tell you about the script that I was going to write.
No, I've played Magic before. Magic is fun. I lost horribly, but I tried. That's all that mattered to me.
That's good. Yeah, it's good. So.
Alright, well, on that note, folkies, we are done, and we're probably just going to keep talking anyway, but not record it, because we're awesome like that. That's what we do.
We also don't feel the need to inflict all of that on GWA.
No, you guys aren't ready for us to hear us talking normally. You're just not ready. You're not ready for that, G-Dubs.
Sorry.
Well, on that note, we're going to throw the deuces. This is Allie signing out.
All right. Have a good night, GWA.
Bye-bye.